How many of these are in here? Yes. Yes, I know. She's smart. How could I have possibly predicted she'd shoot me? Much less medicated shells. I'll be ready next time. I won't let you down again. You're sure this isn't going to cure me? It hurts like a bitch. Okay. When will I see Ethan again? That's not acceptable! I need to see my son now. I don't care about the time not being right. I've done everything you've asked. How am I supposed to drink more water? It's not running anymore. Okay, that's easy. I can do that. How long before I'm back to full strength? That fast? Excellent. I'm ready to make them all pay.
She is.
Perfect.
Welcome, dear listeners. If you prefer an ad-free experience, be sure to join our Patreon at patreon.com/afflicted. You can also purchase an ad-free episode or season pass via the Apollo Podcasts app. Afflicted is a horror thriller podcast produced by Ransom Media Productions. Specific content warnings are available in the show notes. Listener discretion is advised.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What happened? Where am I? Who said that? I'm sorry. You want me to... What? Okay. How on earth do I do that? Just like that, they'll just... I'm sorry. I wasn't questioning you. I want to be clear. Okay, I believe you. How long before these breaks heal? Oh, thank God. Oh! Sorry. Thank Satan. Okay, Bob. Stalagmites are a bitch, huh? Gotta say. You look almost peaceful with a calcite spear suspending you, like you're ascending to heaven. Good thing that's not where you're going. You're still needed here for a little bit longer. Almost there. There we go. How long before he wakes up? Well, okay then. Come on, Bob. We've got work to do. Just 3 more to go, and then no one will be left to stop us.
As much as I'd love to take a moment to mourn Hank, we need to get this bar fortified. That mob will probably come after us at any moment. And we need to tend to August.
You're right. I'll see what I can find to secure us.
I'll help. Every Henry has to earn the nickname Hank. And you absolutely did, friend. Rest well.
I'll take care of the body. You go through all his research. Karen killed him for a reason. He was probably onto something.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
We won't let his death be in vain, Gemma. I promise. Want me to wait until you're out to do this?
No, I'll be fine. Almost done anyway. Go ahead.
I am so damn sorry, Hank. I would have warned you if I knew what you were doing. God help me, please. Please be with me. I can't do this without your strength. It's just too much. First Ethan, and now Hank, and Rhonda. God, please don't let it take her too. How is a mere human supposed to stop all of this? I know you don't give us more than we can handle, and I'm not questioning you, but I honestly don't know how I can handle this. How I can beat this thing. Feeling sorry for myself isn't going to help things. Mourning won't either. There'll be time for that later. God's got me. God's got me. It just feels wrong to put your head in a trash bag. I'm sorry. Lord, forgive me.
Lana, I have been patient long enough. Tell me what the fuck that was about and who the fuck you really are, or get out. Do not lie to me this time.
Okay, bien.
Wait! I'll tell you! But you have to understand, if I tell you, both of our lives will be seriously at risk.
Yeah, and they aren't already?
Fair. But if anyone ever finds out that I told you, or that you know, we are both dead. I mean it, Maria. You can never, ever tell anyone.
Okay, whatever. Just tell me.
I'm sorry, I can't. I can't risk your...
Then go.
Maria, please. Please don't make me do this. I care about you a lot. And I will never forgive myself if something happens to you.
I said, get out of my office.
I can't do that either, Maria. You have no idea what you're dealing with here, and...
I have no idea because you won't tell me!
Maria...
Do not say my name like you are my friend. Leave. Don't make me drag you out of here.
You really think you could do that?
Well, I can try. That's for damn sure.
Please don't make me hurt you, Maria. I'm not gonna hit you back, Maria. I told you. I care for you. If I could tell you without risking your life, I would.
I cared about you too. But you're a liar. And a damn good one at that. I can't trust you.
You can. Maria, I would die to protect you.
Ay, por favor. I can't believe anything you say. Please just leave.
No.
Con permiso?
I'm not gonna leave. You don't have to like me, but I'm staying here to protect you.
Okay. Then I'll leave.
Either of you happen to know Hank's password by any chance? I tried a couple of guesses, but no luck.
Let me see.
How did you... Never mind. What was it?
A random string of characters. Hank is... was... smart. Here, I'll write it down for you.
Kelly, I don't want to pry, but those voices you hear... How does that... work?
I don't know. I've always had them. As a kid, I couldn't control it at all. Now I can. A little. I can ask them questions, but it's up to them whether they answer.
Do they have names?
Yeah, but not ones humans can pronounce. Our vocal cords can't make the right sounds.
What do you think they are?
My mom always called them my star friends, as in beings that live among the stars.
Thank you for sharing that, Kelly. I'm really sorry your star friends didn't warn you about Hank. I know you really liked him.
He was always kind to me. But they always have a reason for what they do, and don't tell me. Hank had to die for some reason. I think his death is going to somehow save this town. I don't know how or why. It's not something they told me. It's just a feeling.
I hope you're right. His death has to have some kind of meaning.
Mama Cherry, you okay?
I'm fine, Kelly.
Thank you for taking care of Hank.
We'll give him a proper burial when it's safe. I'm gonna check on August. He took a pretty good hit, and I'm concerned that he hasn't woken up yet.
Yeah, he should have woken up already. Think something else might be going on?
Probably. The hen protects us from supernatural harm. But it's definitely limited. I'm thinking something is keeping him from regaining consciousness, and it definitely isn't natural.
What do you think it could be?
Well... yep. Right here. She bit his hand. He's probably infected too, but it won't take hold. We just have to wait for the hen to work. But I'll give him some more just in case. Hand me a straw, will ya?
I got it.
And grab that bottle of Frizzle Hen mix too. Just a few drops. There we go. Can someone set a timer for an hour? I want to make sure we keep a steady level in his bloodstream until the infection clears.
Got it.
The bar is about as secure as it's gonna get.
Thanks, Andre. I guess we might as well settle in for the night and see if we can learn anything from Hank's research.
What's in that bowl?
That's Bubbles. He was Hank's fish.
I think he's yours now.
Yeah, look at him. It's almost like he's looking right at you, Gemma. Like he's trying to tell you something.
Wow. You're right. It's like he's conscious and intelligent. I mean, he was never dumb by fish standards, but there's a light in his eyes I've never seen.
Maybe Hank is still alive after all.
Maybe so.
Shit! How are we supposed to get out of this cave? It's impossible to climb out! Sorry, you're right. I made Bob fall right on that stalagmite so his brains would be scrambled beyond any real use. And I chose the place for us to fall. Oh, wait! No, that was you! Go ahead! Kill me! I mean, I'm dead anyway, right? So who cares? Exactly. So how about you help me so I can help you? And do something about Bob. He keeps crawling all over me. Can't you fix his brain or something so you at least don't have to puppet his body? Well, honestly, he's not very useful if he doesn't even have basic thought processes. How long is that gonna take? Fine, but you're gonna have to help us out of here. I mean, Bob's body is gonna have to help us out of here. Almost there. Let there be light.
Maria, Maria, stop. It's not safe out there.
Then I'll find somewhere that is safe, both from you and whatever the hell is going on in this town.
Maria, please. Come back to the office. I'll leave if that's what you really want. I'll stay in the van.
Fine.
I thought you said you were going to stay in the van. Of course you were lying.
No, I...
Look, I'll tell you the truth. If you can tell me you're okay with dying for it.
Ay, Dios mío.
Stop being so dramatic.
I mean it, Maria. Is the truth really that important to you? Really?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Come. Sit.
No.
Fine.
Look, if
the only lie I told you was that I was working on my own, everything else was true. I am a microbiologist, and I am studying supernatural phenomena here in Gunaway.
So, who are you working with?
The FBI. I'm a federal agent.
Okay, get out. I'm done. Are you allergic to the truth or something? You really thought I believed this mierda de X-Files?
It's true. I swear to you. You saw me handle those zombies. I didn't miss a single shot. My ID is in my field bag back in your lab room. Feel free to go in and take a look. It's inside the main compartment, in the little pocket inside.
You're not lying.
Why would the government even care about this town?
Because this isn't the first time something paranormal has happened here, nor is it the only place that suffered a supernatural disaster.
Gemma, you better make sure that laptop is charged up. It's only a matter of time before that mob shuts down the generator.
All good. It's got a full charge, so it'll last a few hours. More if I turn down the brightness.
All right. Well, let's see what we can find. Do you think he figured out who Dana really was? Could Dana have killed him?
Nah, it was definitely Karen.
Well, I'd like to check anyway. I mean, we obviously can't trust the feds, but I'd like to at least know if they're willing to kill us.
I don't think we need to search Hank's laptop to know whether the government will kill us. I mean, they have a long history of assassinating American citizens, and I'd say protecting a supernatural secret is motive enough for state-sanctioned murder. I mean, look at—
Let's stay focused, Kelly.
Right. Sorry. You know how I get about conspiracy theories.
Oh, I know. Do you know of any that might be related to the book somehow?
Wait a minute.
Find something about Dana?
No. There's a cave system beneath the entire downtown area.
Oh yeah, the caves. It's pretty cool, actually. There's an entrance from the church on Main, down in the basement.
Can I get some light?
Got it.
I'm sorry, what? The ground here is solid clay. There are no basements here because they just flooded the first rain.
Well, there's one there. I used to hide down there as a kid. Then once I refused to participate in capitalism, I lived down there. I really don't think the pastor even knows it's there. Either that or he knew I was there and didn't bother me, which I seriously doubt considering he hates my guts and, you know, because I'm trans and—
Focus, Kelly.
Right. Sorry. Yeah, there's a trap door that leads down into the basement, and in the basement there's a door that takes you to a room with a massive pool inside the cave. I used to bathe and swim in it.
Wait, is that where our city water comes from?
Yep. Oh, but don't worry, it gets purified. I wasn't dirtying up our water supply. Besides, the pool itself is just part of an aquifer, and the aquifer is the real source of the water, but that's deep underground. It's all connected though, so theoretically, you could poison the pool to infect the whole water supply.
That's how the book did it. But how did it get down there?
Don said earlier his car fell into a sinkhole not far from the church.
I saw that while I was out checking on folks. But how did that bacteria, or whatever it is making people sick, make its way down there?
Becky and Bob. They were gone when I came to after Becky shot me.
Shot you?
Grazed me. Anyway, Becky was being controlled by the book at that point, so it led her to where it wanted her, which was probably there. It infected her, and used her to infect the water. Explains why we haven't seen her.
So you think she's dead?
She should be, but I doubt it. The book wouldn't want to just stay in the cave forever. It would need a body to hitch a ride back out. She probably died, but didn't stay that way. Question is, does the book plan on using her for something else once it's out?
Do you believe me?
I don't want to, but I do. I still don't trust you.
I'm sorry. I was only trying to protect—
Excuses aren't going to make any difference. Even if you had a good reason, you lied, and you fooled me. So I can never trust you again.
I wish we'd met under different circumstances.
Yeah, well, me too. I don't know how to cure the people infected by the rain or drinking water. Cyanobacteria are notoriously antibiotic resistant, and this is a whole different class than the stuff that grows in aquariums. I'm not sure that a standard macrolide antibiotic will work. Then there's the question of how we disinfect the water supply. But first, we should destroy the bodies. Just the ones that should be dead. We can't allow the contagion to spread.
I think we should study them.
Well, of course. Without understanding exactly how this works, our chances of curing it are diminished significantly.
No, I mean we don't kill them. Their behavior matters as much as what's under the microscope.
Dana, these... ugh. Zombies have only one behavior. Murder. We have to kill as many as we can to protect what's left of Gunaway. And I'm torn on whether we kill the alive but infected, because they also have a singular focus on death and destruction.
I disagree. I don't think their behavior is that simple. And studying them, alive, will help us save lives.
You mean it'll allow you to collect more information for the Fitz?
Both can be true. Tell you what. I'll go out there and kill one and bring it back for us to study. If we get what we need, I'll go back out and kill as many as I can find. If not, I bring one back alive.
Does it really matter what I say? You're gonna do what you want to do anyway, and you're the one with the gun. I can't fight you or capture one on my own.
Be right back.
Okay, so to recap, Becky infected the water supply, and we can get to that water supply via the church. So theoretically, we can treat the water to stop the infection from spreading after the pipes are fixed, but what about the folks who are already sick?
Well, what's dead should stay dead, so we've got to kill the body that reanimated. But the afflicted, that's at least half the town. We can't, no, shouldn't, kill them all. We've got to find a way to cure them.
What about the frizzled hand? Could we just dump that in the pool?
The concentration wouldn't be high enough to do anything but annoy the infected. We need more information. And supplies. No matter what we try, we're gonna have to somehow get back to the floral shop in one piece. Then to the church.
The sun will be coming up in, about 20 minutes.
Chema, I don't mean to be rude, but they aren't vampires, which, to be fair, do exist. Another thing our government is just trying to cover up.
Focus.
Right. What I'm saying is that the sun coming up doesn't mean it'll be safe to walk the streets. These things don't care if it's day or night. Or maybe they do. Can I borrow that laptop, Gemma?
Yeah, sure. What are you thinking?
Well, I'm hoping Hank has some information on this cyanobacteria y'all are talking about. Do UV rays kill it?
Oh, no. It's a photosynthesizing bacteria. The sun makes it grow.
Well, that sucks.
That's an understatement. That means this is only going to get worse as the day goes on. We need to get moving ASAP.
No way we can make it through that mob. And they're in the front and the back.
Sounds like there's at least a couple of dozen or more out front. We've got what? Pop shotgun, Mom Cherry's pistol, and your pistol, right, Andre?
Yeah. We could maybe make it if August were awake. It'll take two of us to carry him that far, leaving us essentially with only two guns. We can't leave him here. That'd be a death sentence.
Wait. Listen. Shit. They're quiet. They've got to be up to something.
What do you think it is?
I have no idea, but it can't be good.
You don't like me, but I could really use some help here. Grab his feet. Ready to see what we can learn?
I'll get my autopsy kit. What kind of protection should I be using for this? I'm going to be arms deep in this guy, and I don't want to end up like him. I don't relish the idea of you holding my reanimated corpse hostage to study it.
Your standard protection should suffice, but some prophylactic antibiotics wouldn't be a bad idea for us both.
Erythromycin?
Good choice. It'll stop bacterial protein synthesis, so even if we do come into contact with the infectious agent, it should keep it from multiplying faster than our bodies can kill it.
Salut! Okay, let's get to work. Hand me those rib shears. No unusual smell noted.
All organs have a green tint to them, particularly the heart. What color are his eyes?
Brown.
No external signs of disease like those who were infected while alive. Why is that?
Look, no secretions. Gums are dry and so is the nose.
So does that mean saliva and therefore a bite can't spread the infection?
Likely. The dead can't infect anyone. Except maybe through blood. I'll prep a slide.
And I'll check out his brain. Severe atrophy. More than there should be, assuming he's been dead since the quake.
And the blood is chock full of cyanobacteria. Definitely infectious, so let's be careful not to nick ourselves.
Do you think it's possible for the bacteria to control these bodies? I know it sounds outrageous, but at this point I can't distinguish possible from impossible.
Well, it's possible. Cordyceps fungus controls the nervous system of the insects it infects. Theoretically, bacteria shouldn't be able to do the same to a system as complex as a human's, but with the brain atrophy, I'd say that, at minimum, the bacteria is acting like a secondary brain sending basic signals.
Like Gil.
Please! Is anyone there? I need help!
I'll get it. Just in case, stay back.
Hello, Dana.
Maria.
Lovely to see you.
Thanks so much for joining us. Make sure to listen to the very end to hear a preview of the next episode and a little behind-the-scenes treat. This episode stars
Imshai Dash as Mama Cherry,
Kim Gasile as Rhonda Caldwell,
Marion Toro as Gemma Caldwell,
Calvin Joyle as Deputy Andre Pierce,
Cass Minter as Kelly,
Elena Fernandez Collins as Maria Torres,
Ivy Lee as Dana Griggs,
Amanda Hufford as Becky Harrison.
Afflicted is a horror thriller podcast produced by Ransom Media Productions. Afflicted was written and created by Tanya Ransom and is directed and executive produced by Tanya Ransom and Jen Zink. Sound design is by Jen Zink. Theme music and original score by Lillian Boyd. This episode was sponsored in part by Isaac Chappell. If you're enjoying Afflicted, please consider contributing to help us pay our amazing cast and crew for season 2. You can join our descendants on Patreon at patreon.com/afflicted to enjoy early access, ad-free episodes, and access to the show's Discord server. If you prefer a one-time purchase, you can buy a season or episode pass via the Apollo Podcasts app for early access and ad-free episodes. Season pass holders will also receive access to our exclusive Discord server. Aside from supporting us via Patreon or the Apollo Podcasts app, you can also support us by sporting Afflicted branded merch. Head on over to merch.afflictedaudio.com now to snag your t-shirts, hoodies, stickers, and more. Want to stay on top of all things Afflicted? Follow us on Twitter at Afflicted Audio so you'll always be among the first to hear about special episodes and events, giveaways, and more. Sharing across social media is also a huge help to us, so please be sure to tell your followers about the show. Reviews help other listeners discover Afflicted, so please take a moment to share how much you enjoyed the show on your podcast listening app. We would like to acknowledge that the land on which we produce this show is the occupied land of the Haudenosaunee and Kowotikan peoples. Season 1 of Afflicted takes place in East Texas, which is the land of the Caddo people. Neither the Kowotikan nor Caddo tribes are federally recognized due to cumbersome and intentionally prohibitive federal bureaucracy. And now for a preview of our next episode.
You have no idea what you're messing with.
She can't be the only one who can communicate with it.
I think they're sending something after us.
Any idea how long we have before they see us?
That's a long walk when you're under attack.
And it doesn't work if you don't believe it will work.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
And now a treat for listening until the very end. You've probably heard of the chemtrail conspiracy theory that asserts that the condensation from aircraft is actually chemicals designed by the government to manipulate the weather, our minds, and other things. Fortunately, that conspiracy isn't true, but the United States government has used cloud seeding technology as a weapon. For 6 years during the Vietnam War, Operation Popeye dropped lead and silver iodides over the Ho Chi Minh Trail in order to wash out roads and disrupt supply lines. It was deemed a success.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
The first thing you need to know about the Vegas Sci-Fi Adventure podcast is that you're not just listening to someone tell you a story. You are stepping into a world. And Vega Rex, the woman at the center of this saga, is currently sitting at the top of it. This is not by accident. For millennia, the country Vega calls home has been carefully honing the skills of its state-contracted killers. And these so-called holy warriors have gotten real good at taking down the world's worst criminals. Or, as they would call it, cleansing. 400 kills into her career, Vega is the most decorated hunter there has ever been. And likely would have stayed that way if it had not been for him. An explosive encounter with a terrorist sets Vega on a path of revenge that is so thoroughly illegal that before this story is done, she will have risked it all. Life, limb, and love to satisfy her vengeance and keep her record of righteous kills perfect. My name is Ivoma Okoro, and I have so much more to tell you about this. Check out Vega, a sci-fi adventure podcast, anywhere you listen to them, because baby, I'm just getting started.